Well, the Pentagon is sending more U.S. forces to the southwestern border with Mexico to provide additional support to customs and border agents. The Pentagon said 3,750 active duty troops will be deployed for 3 months. Now, this will raise a total number of U.S. forces supporting customs and border protection against there to over 4,300. President Donald Trump first ordered the troop deployment to the border in October 2018 to stop members of a Central American migrant caravan from crossing into the U.S. Trump has made his hard-line stance on refugees an integral part of his presidency and has promised to build a wall along the Mexican border to curb the flow of Central American refugees. Now, to discuss that further, we're joined by our guests who will be giving us their insights on this very important issue, Frank M. Speck, former executive director with the Workers Independent News, joining us live from Madison, and our correspondent Colin Campbell joining us live from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much to both of you gentlemen for joining us. Now, Colin, once again, it's the issue of the Mexican border and, of course, the migrants coming from Central American countries, which is once again making the headlines. Now, this time we have Donald Trump sending troops there. How effective have these troops been so far, and what do you think the increase in the number of troops on the border will have? What kind of effects will they have?
Okay, that's a really good question because it is multi-tiered and there are different iterations to the answer that I'll be giving you. When you ask how effective troops are at the border, I'm sure that they are effective in deterring people from entering into the United States. I'm sure that having increased law enforcement and military patrol does cut down on people who may not be entering from the valid ports of entry, trying to get into the United States without proper documentation. I'm sure they've had an effect on them. But statistics have shown that over the past few years, that type of migration coming from Central America into North America or into the United States has been on the decline for the past several years. So it's really hard to say that these troops who are now on the border have really contributed to a sharp decline in people crossing the border. That's already been happening. And then when you ask how much additional troops will actually create a different set of circumstances, I'm not sure that having additional troops will really change the amount of people trying to cross the border illegally, but it will definitely show something to the president's base, to his core constituents who believe that any type of additional personnel on the border, any type of wall, will stop additional undocumented immigrants from migrating into the United States. So this really, from what it seems like so far, would actually help the president and galvanizing his base more than it would be effective in trying to stem the flow of immigrants traveling into the United States without the proper documentation. Now, of course, for empirical evidence, we would really need to look at all of the statistics and figures and analyze them to really discern how effective additional troops will be. But from the outset, it gives the appearance that the president is doing something despite the fact that he still does not have that $5.7 billion to build the wall that he thinks will be the most effective way to deter immigrants from coming into the United States illegally.
Now, Colin, do you think that this might be a prelude to some kind of further action by the president? He did threaten that he would call a national emergency. Is that threat still looming?
Everything is on the table when it comes to the Trump administration and calling for the wall and trying to build the wall. The president campaigned on building this wall, but he also said that Mexico would pay for it, right? So in order for him to follow through on his promise, he has to either get the wall built or at least show that he's doing everything he can in his powers to try to get the wall built. Democrats, who now control the House, are not willing to give him the funding that he wants to at least start the building of the wall. That's also a point of contention. The president says that $5.7 billion are needed to build the wall. However, estimates indicate from experts that it would take far more than $5.7 billion to actually build an effective wall for hundreds of miles. So therefore, Democrats are not willing to give this money. And I don't think that the president is going to just sit back and say, okay, let's move on. He will at least try to call a national emergency to show he's doing everything he can to build the wall. Of course, this will set up years of litigation, a very angry residents who might have their land usurped from them. This is just an area that the president does not want to go into. But we also know that the president does like to speak in bombast. And therefore, if the Democrats call his bluff, that would force him into a national emergency. But I really think that the president is just saying that he'll call a national emergency, one, to show that he's putting pressure on Democrats, and also, again, to appease his base that he's doing everything he can to try to get this wall built, even if he doesn't really think that he's going to call a national emergency.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Frank Emspach, former executive director with the Workers' Independent News. Mr. Emspach, what is your interpretation of Donald Trump's most recent move, sending troops to the border? How do you think this will resonate with his base? And let's not forget that there are a lot of lands down there that are owned by private business owners. We understand that there are some golf courses there where people use. How do you think this will resonate with them, having troops marching around in their private property?
Well, first of all, I think this has everything to do with political theater and about nothing to do with securing the border. All of the information that we have shows that most illegal drugs come through the legal port of entry, number one. Number two, almost every expert in border security has said that the thing that would help most is to have more judges to process people's asylum claims. Almost all the people coming from Central America in these caravans are coming to ask for asylum, not to cross the border illegally, but to do it in such a way where they can actually be treated in court. Thirdly, the largest number of people in this country legally are coming through legally and overstay their visas. Having said that, I think this is a piece of political theater and does nothing to improve security. Now, as to what he will do, he can always say, well, I've done my best here. I've acted unilaterally. I've acted in a way that shows I'm commander in chief, and these Democrats just don't listen. Maybe he'll leave it at that, but I don't think so. There's also another issue that was raised here. Two or three days ago, this is now Sunday, I think it was Thursday, the Pentagon testified before, I believe, the House Armed Services Committee, and they didn't mention this. And so, it appears that they were being duplicitous at best. And that has antagonized now people in Congress because they should have been told that this was going to happen. So you had another example of a unilateral action by the president. And I think that is beginning to upset lots of people, both Democrats and Republicans. So I don't know if he'll declare a state of emergency. I think that's hard to do because it's then hard to get out of later. And not one single, or I shouldn't say that there might be one, almost all the Congress people, both Democrats and Republicans, who represent districts on the border, do not want the wall and do not want this escalation.
Thank you very much. Now back to Colin. Colin, let's not forget that President Trump has been in office for 2 years, and until recently when Democrats won the elections, he had both houses on his side. How come he started all this commotion about building the wall now that he does not have the backing of the House of Representatives?
Yeah, and that's an interesting fact as well. It has been reported that the president's chant of build the wall and getting people to talk about building the wall was a cue for him to talk about the issue of immigration. One where he could, again, have a boogeyman, that is the undocumented immigrant trying to get into the United States, which has been sometimes framed as an invasion when you have numerous people trying to get into the United States. He has tried to frame that in a way that to elicit a feeling of emergency or a feeling that Americans are going to be supplanted by these undocumented immigrants coming across into the United States and wreaking havoc and all of this stuff. Well, I don't think that the selling point was really brought home to Republicans. They looked at the money that would cost to build a wall. They looked at the pragmatism behind it, and they weren't sold on that idea. Democrats, even less sold on that idea. And that's one of the main reasons why the president couldn't get this passed through Congress. One, the idea of building a wall wasn't really a concretized idea. It was somewhat more of a notion, something to cue his constituents to chant, build the wall, and for him to receive that energy and then remind himself to talk about immigration. Two, they were more interested in trying to pass a major tax bill that would actually help to widen the wealth gap in the United States. And they did get that done successfully. That's where most of their energy was put. But that was the major reason why he couldn't get it passed through Congress. One, the wall idea didn't seem pragmatic. Two, it wasn't really a genuine idea in the first place. And three, they had other interests that really were more important to them than building the wall. And now the president is trying to play hardball after the fact, and obviously it's not working for him.
Thank you very much, Colin. Now back to Mr. Emspach. We are running out of time, so Mr. Emspach, if you could please give us your final thoughts on the fact that, do you think this could turn into a trap and cause Donald Trump to basically lose people on his base for the 2020 elections?
I don't know, but I do think that it is a dangerous precedent when the President of the United States says that he will not negotiate with people. It's a waste of time to talk to Congress, and I'm going to do what I want no matter what. And I think that is a destabilizing, dangerous aspect of this game that's going on. And I hope that he comes to his senses. I don't know what his base is thinking. I do know that it's a shrinking base, that he has not been able to move beyond 37-38% popularity. It's now down in the low 30s. He was not a majority president. More people voted for somebody else, for Hillary Clinton. And so I think he's in a spot here, and I do not believe that simply pulling off the wall, if he can do it, which I doubt, will be enough to solidify his prospects for 2020.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank Emspach, former executive director with the Workers Independent News, joining us live from Madison, and of course our correspondent Colin Campbell joining us live from Washington, D.C., always keeping a close watch on these very important developments in the U.S. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and thank you for watching. That was the News Review, this edition of the News Review.